Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, Cindy Sheehan is out there at Crawford right now, and I was looking at the pictures today, and they have the 2,100, and I think it's now 10 crosses that are put up for all the troops that have died in Iraq. They have the boots out there. They have the wall with, you know, the wounded. And, you know, that is, you know, that's mostly military families out there, a lot of Veterans for Peace. And, you know, they are, in my mind, and this is my opinion, I'll say it like Sean Hannity would say, this is my opinion, you know, they are trying to stop the war and bring the troops home. And that is their mission. That's what they keep talking about. And there is, you know, there's a counter group out there of about 3,000 or 4,000 people that are standing, like you just said, standing out there calling these people traitors. They have, as far as I know right now, they have 200 or 300 Iraq War veterans on the ground with Cindy Sheehan standing there saying, bring our brothers and sisters home. You know, we are just back from the war, or have been over there in the last 2 years, you know. And we're telling you this is garbage. This is, like you just said, it's a war without cause. And yet, I heard Sean Hannity tonight. I just had a friend of mine was playing the clip about we ought to just go out there and lock them all up and execute them.
You know? All the soldiers that have come home.
Yeah, anybody that's out there that is demonstrating against Bush or calling attention, even if they're not anti-war per se, that is calling for an end to the war and has joined in with the whole vigil out there. Hannity says, and I've heard a couple other, Rush Limbaugh and a couple other radio commentators the last 2 days talk about this, they need to be rounded up, either locked up for life or executed because they're, you know, they're calling attention to problems going on.
Okay.
You know, now, you had said protesters, well, I mean, do you make a distinction between people like, you know, I mean, how do you feel that should be with that?
You know, see, here's the thing. We're not talking about being Republican. We're not talking about being liberal, okay? We need to put the party lines aside, all right? We need to, as a country, we need to put the party lines aside. We need to put our differences aside and take a look at the overall good, the humanity in this. We have men and women that are being killed on a day-to-day basis to defend a country that has been fighting for thousands of years. Okay? You know, and then you have Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh up there. See, what they're talking about is they want to have all of these soldiers that have been over there and fought rounded up. They want to have them shot, imprisoned, whatever the case might be. You know, and then I heard old Sean Hannity talking last night about this girl that wanted to have a Iraqi vet, a colonel, to come into class, into her college room class, and she wanted him to talk. Well, then this professor said, no, you know, I'm not going to allow this guy to come in that, you know, I think, I don't know the full spectrum of it, but the college professor had stated that, you know, that the only way that the war is going to be won is when the soldiers turn the guns on their upper chain of command and whatnot and tell them to stop it and all this other stuff. Well, you know what? That's what needs to happen. We need to have a revolution in this country again. That's the way that I look for it. And I'm coming straight out calling for it. If I lose my benefits and whatever else, I think that's what needs to happen because this country has not had that are sitting up behind microphones and have a coward, they don't have a spine in their body because all they can do is get behind the microphone and run their filthy little mouths and can't back up nothing they ever said, nothing that they're sitting there talking about. They're sitting there degrading people and running people down, and yet they can't get themselves out from behind a microphone and don't pick up a freaking gun and follow after me. If you can't do it, you don't need to be sitting behind a and a microphone, egging people on, egging this country on, because that's all they're doing is feeding the fuel to the fire of the American people to get angry and upset at anybody that would stand up and stand against a new world order, a coalition that is not right to begin with. You know, don't even go there with me, because that's, you know, all they're doing is sitting up there feeding that fire. They're feeding the rhetoric that doesn't need to be fed. That's it. You know, this isn't about party lines. This is about reality. Common sense. Not book smarts. Common sense. I mean, that's what it boils down to, common sense. What difference does it make as well if a person has voted Republican or a person has voted liberal? I mean, that doesn't make, you know, Sean Hannity, that doesn't make a hill of beans. What are you saying? I sit here and I say it directly now. Sean Hannity, what the hell are you talking about? Because it doesn't make a difference who is liberal and who is Republican. If they got something to stand up and to say, they're standing up and they're saying it.
Right.
You know, quit hiding behind the coat strings of your little microphone. Get your mouth out and go do something else a little bit more productive than to run somebody else down, because that's all you can do. Make yourself feel really good to run somebody else down. Now, this is the common sense stuff. This is common sense. Not Republican, not Democrat. This is common sense, straight down the middle. Get it figured out, and let's get it done.
Right, and then, you know, that's what some of the members of Congress have said, whether they be Republican or Democrat, is it's, you know, it's beyond party lines. You know, I mentioned it to you before, but Representative Murtha has made the call, and, you know, he goes to the hospital, and, you know, and I've talked to his office, he goes to the hospital and visits the vet there. He sees the actual reality weekly, because he goes every week he's in D.C. to Walter Reed, and when he's home, he goes to his, you know, hometown, wherever the local hospital is there. I'm not sure where, I'm not going to make a statement on that, but it's in Pennsylvania. And he goes and he visits the troops, and what he said was, from me seeing these guys in the hospital and going to the funerals, no more, you know, and it's kind of, you know, and he said that the party line doesn't exist on this. It's about lives now. It's not about anything else but saving lives.
Yeah, and that's why it's it boils down to common sense. I mean, that's what this is boiling down to. I mean, you know, Rush Limbaugh, you know, these talk show hosts, you know, all they're doing is they're feeding a fire that doesn't need to be fed. You know, plain and simple. That's why I call them the Bush bootleggers, because that's all they're doing is they're pushing Bush's agenda. That's all they're doing. They're pushing Bush's agenda. And, you know, and God help somebody else that stands up and stands against anything else. Cindy Sheehan, you know, whoever it might be. You know, and then you got Mark Levine. Mark Levine, as far as I'm concerned, he can take his little law degree and stuff it where the sun don't shine, because he doesn't have a clue as to what life is all about. You know, all you're doing is putting your nose into a book. You know, where is books? Books don't make a person smart. You can get books all day long, but unless you got common sense, it goes right out the freaking window.
Right, and,
you know, so it doesn't make a difference.
And I think I've told you this, I've gone to the VA myself, you know, and it's a call that I'm making as part of this whole thing, that every American stand up and they go for one day to the VA, see the horrors, see the nightmare, see these guys with no arms, no legs, not even able to say, you know, I saw one guy, he can't even hug his daughter. He left Iraq before she was born. He cannot hug her now. He can't get up and walk because he's missing one foot. So he's in a wheelchair and will never play with his daughter again. You know, and that's just one example out of, you know, probably 10,000, I think the way that the figure was, at least 10,000 amputees from the war, they'll never hug their kids, their wife, their sons, you know, whoever, their mother, their father, you know, and that's what America needs to see, is what is behind the walls of the VA and what is there, you know, at the rehab centers and stuff like that. I think it's their duty, if they support the war, even if they don't, you know, but especially the ones that are just absolutely ardently behind the war, and everything Bush says is You know, that's the key word for the week, whatever's in the speech. Well, he said it today. We got to continue the fight in Iraq. I'm honoring all the troops' deaths by staying the course in Iraq. In other words, saying, I'm going to stay there and know that more are going to die to honor the ones that are already dead. It just makes no sense to me.
Well, see, here's the thing is that, you know, we've been fighting wars for hundreds of years, you know, and it's all about politics, you know. The term, you know, let's take a look at the word politics for a minute. In the Webster's Dictionary, and you'll note that I will quote many a time from the Webster's Dictionary, because when you take a look at the meaning of a word, that's the thing. Most people in America, I will have to venture to guess about a good 90% of Americans, will use a word totally out of its process. But politics means the art of governing. That means there is an art to govern the masses. So we put these people in office, you know, well, then these people think, oh, well, there's an art to be able to govern these masses. So we have these people that are up in government thinking they know what's best for us, even though we get up and we go vote and whatever else. Well, then we've got the VA hospital that these people up in Washington, D.C. have said, oh, President Bush said right before the election, oh, I'm not going to cut the VA's budget. Right after the election was done and over with, he cut the VA's budget. Huh.
Yeah, and then...
Now tell me...